Let's do it.
What up? Late Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right, Dope Folks. And we have an awesome show for y'all today. We're getting into some comics. We get into some music too. And we getting into some, you know, secret details, hopefully. You know what I mean? We'll see. But
spoilers.
Without further ado, right over here, CEO, artist, illustrator, writer, creator, all kinds of stuff. I present to y'all TJ Sterling.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, 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 what up, man? Yo, I'm so happy to be on another episode of Dope Folks with at Nerd Soul. Mike, man, this is one of my favorite shows because, you know, how often do you get to see two handsome, bald black dudes chopping up about comics?
Thank you, know what I'm saying? Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, take note. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where it's
ball-headed
at right
brothers
here.
Ball-headed brothers coming back. You know what
That's right.
We represent...
We represent. See, I used to have a goatee, so I mean, and then I just, you know, I just let it then grow. Like, I stopped caring.
Kept the full thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, all right. So, we brought TJ on because he has a Kickstarter that's going on right now. If you could, my good sir, please let them know what your Kickstarter is about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know me, if you haven't seen me on his show before, my name is TJ Sterling. I'm the present lead artist of Ray Comics. I make stories about characters of color doing dope stuff, you know what I'm saying, to kind of sum it all up. And our flagship title, Oakmas, is what you see on my shirt and in my background. We've got 5 issues in that series. The last time I was on Dope Folks with Nerd Soul, I was talking about that book. And now we have a brand new series, completely different outside of the Oakmas universe. And this new comic book is called Joystick Angels. It's a YA sci-fi space opera comic series centered around 5 young space pilots who are basically tasked with saving the universe.
And the art is fresh, y'all. The art is super duper fresh because, you know, homies running things. Now, I put the link to the Kickstarter in the chat. You guys can go and hit that up. Look, I know, you know what I'm saying? We had the end of the week. Y'all got a little something, something, you know? Throw it on in there, you know, and get yourself some good stuff. Joystick Angels is something that I think you referenced back when we were talking about Oakmas a while back. And I was like, okay, space opera, cool. But space opera is a very, it can be a vague term now thrown on things. What is space opera to you?
That's a great question. First of all, yeah, I've been teasing Joystick Angels for the past year and a half. We've been working on this book for about a year and some change. The art started about a year ago, and you know, I've been teasing it before then, just the concept of it. It's really a dope project because, A, it's a collaborative project with me and my brother, who is a music producer. My brother is a music producer by trade, and he has a very cinematic quality because he's a huge comic book fan and a video game head, like, from the jump. So our inspiration for Joystick Angels came, you know, really when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? When we were playing Star Fox and Gradius 3 and Darius Twin and all these great shoot 'em up style video games where you have, like, a space vessel in, you know, or a jet-like spaceship in space fighting these crazy monsters. So we wanted to kind of make a story that was in that vein, but also kind of touch on some things like, you know, Robotech a little bit of Star Wars, a little bit of Star Trek in there, just a little bit of those types of genres that we loved growing up in this particular comic book.
All right, cool. So just so you guys know, at the Kickstarter, they came out and they were like, hey, look, guys, to do this, we gonna need 8 racks from y'all, all right? I'm here to let y'all know how many days y'all got. Y'all got 29 days to go, all right? And they already got 9,000. They're literally over 9,000, you know what I'm saying, already on Joystick Angels, which has crazy art, just incredible music behind it. Was the music on the Kickstarter video, was any of that part of that? I don't want to, like, you know.
So that's those tracks that are used on the Kickstarter video are my brother's tracks. They weren't made specifically for the campaign, but they just, because again, he makes beats and compositions all the time. And you're like, yo, this one fits the video, but it gives people a little bit of a taste as to what they're going to be getting in the future with this project.
Cool. So for instance, one thing that I did want to throw up, you guys can see some of the art that's on the screen right now. But if you go over to the Kickstarter, the link is in the chat. I'm going to put the link in the chat again. The art is very... Well, all right, you know what? I'll say this about Ray Comics in general. Ray Comics has a way of presenting this kind of fun, animated quality about it, where there's this great polish there, but it also looks like it's fun to be in. Like there's, for instance, on the Kickstarter page, I just put the link in the chat, the very first issue where it says, you know, Joystick Angels 1-6, that looks like a cool, you know, crew to be around. You know, everybody's huddled around the little, around the HUD. You got the you got old girl in the back. She don't seem to be happy, but everybody seems cool and inviting and engaged, and it kind of draws you in to that image. Even though you've gotten to this before being on this show, could you give a little bit of, you know, background into how you approach comics in general and maybe a little bit of how you approach this to create kind of this exciting, kind of engaging look without even reading a page yet?
Yeah, man, that's probably one of the best questions I've been asked on an interview to date. So thank you. But see, you know, you and I, we go back. We've been linking up for these types of chats for a while now, and we're going to continue to do it. And I think you can tell about me is like I love comic book culture, but I also love it to the point where I approach it as a fan and not as a businessman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
I don't go to a con. I don't create a comic book solely for a cash grab. I don't do it to make money off of it.
Understood.
I mean, we of course want to make money so we can continue to fund the project, but
yeah,
it's about entertaining every single person who picks up any book that you get from Ray Comics. It's all about entertainment. So we want to entertain you because I want to be entertained too. When I want to read my own books and get entertained. I want to be wowed by my own shit. I'm like, yo, oh, that's fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where's the next issue? So that's how I approach it. I mean, even before I ever started going to cons or working in the comic space as a professional, I was walking conventions for years, building, supporting other artists, supporting indies, and just loving the culture. So I just think that the main ingredient is loving the culture first and then building your story around that.
Nice. So I get where you're going because it definitely has this energy of, you know, someone who's just like kind of enjoying what they do. Of course, you know, got to get the paper, you know what I'm saying? You need that, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag black dollars. But
boom.
I think that you having fun with it and you being interested in what you're actually doing, especially creator-owned stuff, definitely translates to the page in a very cool way. If you guys can see on the, if you guys aren't listening to the podcast, on the screen right now, we have a character, and I do want to go through the different characters that you have, but one got that little Michael Jackson swirl, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could start with that young gentleman on who the characters are, who are the Joystick Angels, and what is Joystick Angels kind of, what can we expect to get from them?
Absolutely. That's a great question, man. I mean, ultimately, you're going to get a really fun and unique story that's exciting, that's challenging, that's heartwarming, that's also introspective and makes you think and makes you want to be a better person, but right, also wants you to be a better creator. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to fall in love with the Joystick Angels characters because each character on this team of five kids is very relatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, the leader of the story, well, the leader of the team who you just mentioned, Fox, has this, you know, 1984, what is it called? Lionel Richie, Jerry Curl Shag thing going on. But he's like the young, brash, cocky dude that can like really lead a team. And I'm saying he has the strength of character to lead a team. Nice. But, you know, he's real dope, man, with, you know, blaster rifles. Like, he's a marksman. You've got Tank. Tank is one of the women characters, the young women characters. She is an espionage agent and a strategist and basically provides tactical information to the team about how to attack and, you know, whether they're fighting in a battle or whatever. You've got Legs, the other woman character, who is a Afro-Latina queer character. And she is the resident tech officer. So she fixes all of the ships, you know, the rifles, you know what I'm saying, the armor. She's the tech person. And then you've got Dragonetti, who looks a little bit Cisco-ish with the red jacket, with the platinum hair, you know what I'm saying, with the dragon jacket. And he's like, Mr. I love to dance. I love music. I love to party. But he's also the fastest pilot in all of the, you know, the Libor space station. So these young kids all live on a space station called the Libor space station. It's the last human colony. And the last person I want to tell you guys about is Deuce. Is a, she's a giant humanoid panda that is kind of like, if you think about like miners, right? Miners, before they went into a mine, would have like, you know, birds in the mine to make sure there was no gas, make sure that the environment was safe. And the humanoid characters, or the humanoid animal spliced characters within the Joystick Angels universe, very much fulfill that role. They're all about planetary exploration. But she's got a big heart, and she's actually the number two in command underneath Fox.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it, when I saw these characters, I was like, one, like I said, you got the energy and the polish, and they look so different and interesting. And then on top, you know, adding on top of that, like being in space, running around, you know, just having fun. To get into, get a little bit more into Joystick Angels, why call them Joystick Angels? And was there ever another version of this before what we saw? Like, was it called, like, you know, Potato Flapjacks early on, and then we're like, you like, and then you whittled it down. You're like, you know, Joystick Angels, that'll work.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. I mean, Space Pilots was the working title. I mean, I mean, we knew that it was a TBD, or, you know, a placeholder, because we were like, we can't call this shit Space Pilots. So there's no way we can get away with calling it that. But ultimately, I mean, the first name we ever thought of was, it was, we came up with a couple names, none of them worked, but Joystick Angels was the one that just sounded right. I mean, because obviously it's an ode to those joystick style video games, you know what I'm saying? Where like Atari and early Nintendo, the Duck Hunts, like all these joints where you needed a joystick to actually, you know, make this whole thing happen. So it gave it that arcade feel just with the name. And then the Angels, because that's the actual name of their squadron. Their fighter pilot squadron is called the Angels. So, and then the book is called Joystick Angels. So it kind of like as an overview, but just to kind of give people an idea, in this particular setting, it's like super far in the future. Earth has been destroyed. Earth is no more. It's actually been, all the resources have been absorbed by a parasitic alien empire.
Oh, no, I can understand that without the parasitic empire, but go ahead.
Yeah, just fast forward, you know, the oceans, you know, COVID times 100 forward. Or whatever. So Earth is no more, and there is there's one final human colony left in the universe, and that's the Libor space station. But, you know, fighting the Yukaria, this alien menace that destroyed Earth and most of the families from these young kids, is like the highest honor, like to be able to fight them and to basically save humanity. So there's actually a competition in issue one where the kids are fighting for the highest honor to be able to lead the charge against fighting these evil aliens.
Okay. Okay. So in this, since we have, you know, we have our, I guess our enemy that, it pretty much wants to wipe us out. Is there, without getting too spoily, is there a cat and mouse element to this as well? Or is it just like straight up kind of like wartime film? Or kind of like wartime look where it's just like, hey, we got to go get them. This is the squad.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of cat and mouse. I mean, I think for me, and my brother, when we sat down and talked about the story, wanted it to be an ongoing series. I mean, issue six, we at Ray Comics, we do six issue arcs. So one mm-hmm. through six, and then, you know, arc two starts over from 7 to 12, you know what I'm saying? So, the first, you know, we're planning on making this an ongoing series as long as humanly possible. We want to rock out the same art team. We want to really make this something that people can get into for nice. A long period of time. Mm-hmm.
So, guys, look, y'all got to support. And since we're speaking about supporting, I want to give a shout to Shango Zulu in the chat. What up, what up? If you want to check this out, of course, the link is already in the chat. Check out that Kickstarter. Since we're talking about Kickstarter support, what are some of the things that people are getting in, you know what I'm saying, in terms of support for Joystick Angels?
Absolutely. So Joystick Angels as a Kickstarter is a lot of fun, not only because of the art and the fact that you're obviously going to get a dope comic book. Most comic book Kickstarters are going to give you a cool comic, or maybe a not so cool comic, who knows, but you're going to be
hopefully a cool comic.
Hopefully. But you get a comic book, but, you know, there's two different variants. There's the original variant that everybody's seen from the Zong Brothers. We've got a Marcus Williams double page spread variant cover, which is currently being drawn right now, which is super. It's going to be fire. I mean,
shout to Marcus Williams, fire. Man.
Yo, shout out to Marcus and Greg Burnham, man. Shout out to the Tears fellas. You know what I'm saying? Man,
they killing it in these streets.
They all day. So you can get two different variant covers. You can get a digital or a physical CD of the actual original soundtrack custom made for the Joystick Angels comic book. Cool. It's 8 exclusive tracks. There's t-shirts. There's 4 different types of t-shirts, red, black, white, gray. Mm-hmm. There's also access to all of my brother's musical library. I collaborated with my brother, and he is a seasoned producer, engineer, artist who's worked for Universal.
That's a huge addition. That's okay. I see you throwing the extras in there. All right, cool.
Little bit of a game changer, just because it's like, I think all of us comic book heads love music, but this is where we're actually splicing music and comics together seamlessly. So nice. You get an opportunity to not only get this amazing producer's, you know, latest project with this particular comic book, but you also get access to his previous library. You get access to my previous library of Okemos comics. There's a dope indie creator tier where we shout out all of our independent creator friends, like, you know, Keith Cross, like Newton, Lillibois, like Greg Anderson, Elise, you know, a whole bunch of other great folks who are personal good friends of mine. 133 Art is on there too. We're just shouting out folks that we love and we got love for. So you can get a lot of great comics, a lot of great music, and some dope apparel.
Cool. Now, we've already passed the 8. The 8,000, y'all killed that. You know what I'm saying? In these stretch goals, what are you looking to achieve? What are you looking to reach when you're kind of like going above and beyond? Because y'all got 29 days left. I mean, y'all got an opportunity to really hit some cool stuff and, you know, open up some of these doors.
Amen to that. You know, I mean, for real, the first stretch goal we have is paying our artists a higher page rate. You know what I'm saying? We really, really care about our creative team. Nats Shun Ledesma is our penciler. He's a guy from the Philippines who's incredibly, you know, he's just a joy to work with, and he's incredibly talented. We've got Loris Ravina on colors. He's a 133 Art alum. We've got Daron Bennett of Annual Design on the lettering. We've got Dr. Shamika Mitchell as our lead editor, who is absolutely incredible. And we want to show them a lot of love on issue 2. We want to pay them more. We want to take good care of them. And that's the very first stretch goal at 10K. You know what I'm saying? We're already... Nice. Almost there too, you know what I'm saying? We're already over 9,000, so it's like, you can help us get to 10K, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can get our people paid, you know what I'm saying? We can put money in their pocket, we can make the bag that much more richer.
Yeah, you know so, what I'm saying? Get, you know, pat them pockets.
That's what it is, man. We try to, everybody who works for Ray Comics, who's done business with Ray Comics, we take care of them like family. That's just what it is. So
that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? We like to hear that.
Yeah, that's the first stretch goal. Second stretch goal is 12K. And 12K, we actually give everyone who's donated $30 and above enamel pins with their book. You know what I'm saying? And we might even do it for pretty much everybody. If we can get over 12K, everybody gets enamel pins of the Joystick Angels characters, little mini enamel pins.
That's what's up. And I have my enamel pins on all kinds. If you like enamel pins, it's, you know, hats, shirts, book bags, all that stuff. Even if you have little boards, you know, lanyards as well. Or you have like little pin boards. Like I have those things in like everywhere. So this was up.
I love enamel pins, man. I collect them at cons and I wear them on my lanyard all the time. And I just think that they're really a beautiful novelty item that is kind of timeless. So I want people to be able to get them for this campaign. And then we've got two secret stretch goals for 15 and 20K.
Okay. All right. Then I won't ask for that. But that's dope. 15 and 20K. So guys, look, you know, I ain't trying to hold secrets all day. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to hold no secrets. So we need to get this up to 20 so we can go in and know what's... Ain't no need to hide nothing. Let's get that. You know what I'm saying? With that said, I'm going to throw this link in the chat once again.
Guys, one more again. Let's do it.
Like, yo, I ain't going to front. The art is on point. You guys, if you want, can go and look back at the review I did for Okemos 0-3, I think? Or 0-4. Yeah, that I did a couple months ago. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But whenever I did it, you can go look at that and you can get an idea of the art that's on it. And then, of course, look at the link below. I mean, either below or in the chat to see the Kickstarter and see just as dope as anyone else in the majors, just as polished, just as pristine. And Ray Comics has been killing it for a long time. And I'm super excited to hear some of that music because who recently did? Flying Lotus did the music for Yasuke and had it on YouTube. And I was like, oh, word up. So it's like, look, guys, maybe 20,000 is putting that soundtrack out for everybody on YouTube. You don't know. You don't know what it is. All right? Just get it up to the 20K. And shouts out
to... Let's get it there, y'all.
Who was the first one? Was it Robert Jeffrey? You said it online. Was it Robert Jeffrey or was it Greg? Who was the first donor?
Dedrin Sneed, yeah.
Dedrin. Shouts to Dedrin for being the very first backer. Much love to you, man. Dedrin's dope. I got a chance to do a little bit of work with him a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, Dedrin, he's dope. Much love to him. And thank you for backing. So guys, of course, holler at us. We're going to highlight you down in the comments. If you have any questions, his link is below. Holler at him about Joystick Angels. And check out the Kickstarter that has a litany of not only character designs, it has pages on there. Not, of course, every single page. We got some pages on there. It has covers on there. It's enough for you to get into it and understand not only how much work is behind it, not only the people that are behind it, but the product that you're going to get is going to be top quality, for real. So before we get out of here, big shout out to, of course, TJ Sterling for coming through. Where can they find you?
Yeah, y'all. Thank you again for having me on Nerd Soul. It's incredible. I love this show as always. Yo, y'all, please do yourself a favor. Jump on this book. I mean, if you love comics, if you love music, this shit is for you. This book, this whole property is for you. It's you know, we're trying to deliver you something that has not been done yet. You know what I'm saying? Something, or maybe hasn't been done in a while. A comic book with an incredibly powerful, custom, original soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. You can find us at raecomics.com, raecomics.com, or, which is preferred, if you go to kickstarter.com and you search Joystick Angels, just like how it sounds, Joystick Angels, the link's in the bio, click that joint. Subscribe to Nerd Soul and to Dope Folks, and just donate to your heart's content so we can get up to 20K and, you know, give you guys some amazing stuff.
What are we saying? before we get out, I know they all have jets. They all look cool. Do they have names yet?
Each one of the jets does have a name, actually. Yeah, like so. All right, word. I have this. I want to tease this, but it's all kind of debuted in the book. So if you think like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you just bought yourself a new Lexus and you want to call it Lexi or, you know, whatever, like, these ships are all very much personal extensions of the character. So, yeah, you know,
so I'm just if you were looking for some help, the brothership always works. You know what I'm saying?
Always works.
The shout out to everybody who watched my Star Trek Discovery reviews. The ship on there that Book had, we've been calling it the brothership like all season. So yeah. But on the real, thank you for rolling through. Thank you for all the hard work you've done. Also, thank you to, of course, all of the people at Red Comics getting this done. And shout out to your brother for the same lean. Because if you guys watch the video, they got the same cool lean where they're like, so it's like, you know what's up.
So, you already know. Absolutely.
So, of course, guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the places. Hit the thumbs up if you like what you see. Hit the thumbs down if you don't, but you hit that thumbs down, all right? I'm going to put you in a jet. I'm going to send it straight into the sun. All right? You ain't going to be happy about that. It's too hot, all right? It's too hot to handle. So, podcast if you want to listen. And, of course, Spotify for that music. Because your brother got them jams. Don't sleep. And we're going to leave y'all with P.L. Parker Lewis because Help the Bear is in stores now. And some Arcatron Do Not Sleep on, of course, the Space Bridge. So from us to you, thank you for watching. And, of course, peace. We out, y'all. We out. We out. We'll see y'all next time. What up? What up? What up?